This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the deep dive. If you rely on organic traffic, you know, the kind that comes from Google searches, then you know just how, well, how intense the competition is out there. Today, we're really digging into a crucial strategy, something absolutely essential. Content refreshing, we've all been there, right? You pour everything into creating this amazing piece of content, maybe a big guide or a key landing page. Then you kind of hope SEO is like set it and forget it deal. You just expect it to keep working forever. But the data we've looked at, it clearly shows that even your best stuff, your evergreen content, it's slowly losing its power, slipping down those rankings almost silently.
It really is like digital rust, isn't it? And yeah, the silence is the scary part. You don't notice it until it's, well, often too late. So our mission today is to unpack why this kind of maintenance, this refreshing, isn't just optional. It's absolutely critical. We need to think about content refreshing not as some tedious chore, but honestly as the most efficient way to get the best ROI from content you already have. You know, why spend all your time and budget making new stuff when your biggest potential wins might be sitting right there in your archives? Think of it like this. One source put it really well. It's like a tune-up for your digital engine. You keep the main chassis, the same URL, the foundation, but you make these smart strategic updates and boom, better performance, longer life.
I like that engine analogy because yeah, you don't always notice you're losing power until suddenly someone just zooms past you. So what are the actual forces causing this decay? It's gotta be more than just the content getting old, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's complex. We've identified really three main forces constantly pushing your content down. First, and maybe the biggest one, is how search engine algorithms keep changing all the time. And it's not just, you know, big named updates. It's subtle shifts in what they value, like Google's big push on EEAT.
Right. Experience, expertise, authoritativeness, trustworthiness.
Exactly. So maybe your article was great, really authoritative back in, say, 2022. But if you haven't added recent examples, maybe some expert quotes or shown real experience, Google standards have moved on. Even if your facts are technically still correct, you might lose ground because you don't meet that higher EET bar now.
So the goalposts literally move. What was good enough last year might just be okay now.
Precisely. The second force is something called Query Deserve Freshness, or QDF. Mm-hmm. Basically, for topics where things change fast, think tech, finance, market stats, Google actively prefers recently updated content. So if your piece is citing data from 2 years ago, it just fails that freshness test, instantly less relevant in Google's eyes.
Okay, even if it's a brilliant piece otherwise.
And the third force, this one's very direct. Your competitors, they're not just sitting around. They see what you rank for. They analyze it. And then they create something maybe more detailed, better structured, covering angles you missed. Every time a competitor drops a massive, super comprehensive guide on a topic where you had a decent post, well, they've just raised the bar for everyone, including you.
So refreshing isn't just about defense, like stopping the rot. It's actually offensive too. You're pushing back, making sure your content answers what people are searching for now, today, not 18 months ago.
Exactly. You're realigning with current user intent and the current competitive reality.
Okay, that makes sense. But here's the practical problem, right? If you've got hundreds, maybe thousands of posts, how do you possibly know which ones need that tune-up first? Our sources pointed to five T signs, like warning lights on the dashboard.
Right. This is all about prioritizing smartly so you don't waste effort. The first two are probably the most obvious places to start. Number one, declining search rankings. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for keywords where that page used to be strong. And number two, which usually follows, decreased organic traffic to those specific pages. You're looking for a clear downward trend, maybe over, say, 3 to 6 months. Google Search Console is your best friend here.
Quick question, though. If a page drops just a little, like from position 5 to 7, is that an immediate panic button, or are we talking bigger drops?
That's a great point about prioritization. Mm. The sources actually suggest focusing first on content that's just fallen off the prime real estate. Think positions 6 through 15. Why? Because often the effort to bump those back into the top 5 or even onto page 1 can give you the biggest, quickest traffic boost. It's high leverage.
Okay, so target the ones on the edge first. Got it. What's next?
The third indicator is a bit more complex. Keyword cannibalization. This happens when you've got two, or maybe even more, of your own pages accidentally competing for the same keywords. And because they're fighting each other, Google gets confused, and often neither of them ranks very well.
Ah, right. So the decay isn't external competition, it's internal conflict. That's a sign of maybe too much overlapping content.
Exactly. Content bloat, as you said. Then indicator number 4 shifts to user experience. We're looking at poor engagement metrics, things like a low time on page or a really high bounce rate. Someone clicks from Google, hits your page, and bounces right back. That's a bad signal to Google. It says, hey, this page didn't answer the user's question.
And that could be outdated info, bad mobile experience.
Or just not deep enough, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't satisfy the searcher's intent. And finally, number 5 is about your business itself. Changes in your offerings, your products, maybe even your target audience. If your content is still pushing a service you don't even offer anymore, or the tone feels off for who you're trying to reach now, that page isn't just underperforming. It might actually be hurting your business goals.
That makes sense. So building this kind of regular check into your SEO process moves you from just reacting to problems to, well, proactively building performance.
Precisely. Continuous improvement, not just damage control.
Okay, so efficiency is key here. The whole point of refreshing is that it's supposed to be faster and cheaper than creating brand new content from scratch. The sources really hammer this home. Updates need to be strategic, surgical even, not a full rewrite every time. Yeah. So what are those specific areas we should focus on? You know, the ones that give the most bang for the buck.
Right. Maximum impact, minimum unnecessary effort. We basically use a checklist approach, focusing on 5 key areas. First, the easy stuff, the real low-hanging fruit. Find and replace any outdated facts, statistics, maybe old industry benchmarks. And critically, fix any broken links, internal or external.
Yeah, those broken links kill user experience, and you lose that link juice too, right?
Exactly. Basic hygiene, but important. Second focus area, strategically expanding certain sections to improve the depth or maybe cover related keywords better. And let me be clear, we're not talking about just adding words for the sake of it, no slough. We mean identifying where the content currently fails to fully answer the user's question, or where, you know, competitors have gone into more useful detail, maybe adding some original data if you have it, or embedding a relevant video, or even just a calculator, things that boost EAT and keep people on the page longer.
That definitely feels like the modern approach, quality and experience over just word count. What about linking within your own site?
That's number 3. Adding internal links to newer relevant content on your site. This does a few things. It helps users discover more of your stuff, it spreads your website's authority around, and it helps Google find your latest, freshest content faster. Good internal linking is often underrated.
Okay. And what about getting people to actually click in the first place?
Perfect segue to number 4. Refreshing headlines and meta descriptions. This is pure CTR optimization click-through rate. Sometimes just tweaking the headline to include the current year or making the benefit clear in the meta description can significantly increase clicks, even if your rank stays the same.
Yeah.
Big impact, small effort.
Smart. And the last one.
Finally, number 5 is all about enhancing formatting for readability, especially on mobile and just general user experience, UX. We know mobile is dominant, so if your content is a giant wall of text, people are gone. Use short paragraphs, bullet points. Clear headings, H2s, H3s, make it scannable. And remember, sometimes if a page is just starting to slip a bit, maybe all you need is a new meta description, update the year in the title, swap out a few old stats. That light touch can often be enough for a really nice performance bump.
So it's about being targeted and not necessarily doing everything on this list every single time.
Exactly. Diagnose the problem, apply the right fix.
That surgical approach sounds way more manageable. Okay, let's get into the nuts and bolts. How often should we actually be doing this? Is it like every quarter, every year? Does it vary?
Yeah, it definitely varies. The sources agree there's no single magic number, but you absolutely need to prioritize. The general rule of thumb seems to be, look at your top performers. Your top 10%, maybe 20% of pages that bring in most of your organic traffic. Those key pages, review them every 6 to 12 months. They're your money makers. They need regular checkups.
Okay, 6-12 months for the big hitters. What about the rest?
Right. For content that's more supportive or maybe never performed that well to begin with, you can stretch it out, maybe review those every 18 months. Or honestly, some might just be candidates for pruning later on if they're really not pulling their weight.
And tools. Do you need fancy software for this?
You really don't need to break the bank starting out. Your 2 essential tools are free, Google Search Console and Google Analytics. Search Console is where you'll spot those declining rankings and impressions. Analytics will confirm the drop in actual traffic. Plus, it'll show you those engagement problems like high bounce rates or low time on page. Seriously, living in GSC and GA and setting reminders for that 6-12 month review cycle. That's the core of the process right there.
Okay, good to know. Now, there's a terminology point that seems really important, often gets mixed up. The difference between refreshing content and republishing it. Can you clarify that? It seems key for, like, keeping your SEO value.
It's absolutely critical. This is a major strategic decision.
Mm.
So, refreshing. This means you update the content on the existing page, keeping the same URL. This is crucial.
Mm-hmm.
By keeping the same URL, you preserve all the SEO authority that page has built up over time, all the backlinks pointing to it, its history in Google's index. You're basically improving an established asset.
Right, building on what's already there.
Exactly. Now, republishing, this usually involves more significant changes, maybe a full rewrite, and often people will change the URL or update the publish date to make it appear brand new. While updating the date can sometimes provide a short-term freshness signal, changing the URL is generally a bad idea if the old page had any value. You lose all that history, all those links. You're starting over, essentially.
Okay, so the risk is losing that built-up equity.
Precisely. So for any content that has performed well in the past, even if it's slipping now, the strong recommendation from all our sources is refresh the existing page.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that URL. Think of this refresh process as a non-negotiable part of your routine. Maybe build it into, say, a quarterly SEO sprint. It's not just cleanup. It's proactive growth.
So let's loop back to where we started, efficiency and return on investment. It sounds like the big takeaway here is if your SEO results have kind of stalled, if you've hit a plateau, the answer isn't always just create more new content. It might actually be improve the content you have.
That's exactly it. It's a fundamental strategic shift. We often get caught on this hamster wheel, this content creation treadmill, just pumping out new blog posts, new pages, while our existing assets, the ones that actually used to drive traffic and leads, are slowly decaying. It's classic content bloat. You end up with tons of mediocre stuff, none of it getting traction, while your past winners fade away.
So it really comes down to smarter resource allocation, doesn't it? Prioritizing maintenance and upgrades over just building new?
Yes. And the data backs this up. A focused content refreshing strategy is consistently shown to be one of the most cost-effective ways to boost organic traffic. Think about it. You're not starting from zero. You're not doing brand new research, new outlines, maybe new design mockups. You're leveraging an asset that's already proven it can rank and attract an audience. You're making targeted improvements by focusing on regaining those lost rankings, especially for pages just outside the top spots. You can often see significant traffic increases relatively quickly. You're essentially turning your existing content library from a depreciating asset into an efficient revenue engine, as one source called it, driving qualified traffic without that huge upfront investment and risk of launching something totally new.
That efficiency point is really compelling, especially when budgets are tight. Okay, so for everyone listening, the key actions seem pretty clear. First, identify that top tier of your content, maybe the top 10 or 20%. Then use tools like Google Search Console to monitor them and schedule those regular 6 to 12 month reviews. And then commit to making those first strategic surgical refreshes based on the data.
Absolutely. And to leave you with something to really think about, building on that ROI point, consider this. If we know that refreshing existing proven content is often more cost effective and delivers more predictable traffic gains than creating brand new content, how much of your current budget that's earmarked for new content creation should you perhaps immediately reallocate? Shift it towards funding a dedicated, rigorous, maybe quarterly content refreshing program. Really weigh the potential guaranteed wins from fixing your known performers against the, let's be honest, often long shot gamble of creating brand new content from scratch. That's something worth digging into for your specific situation.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.